although unfortunately I wasn't able to participate in the Gortini festival in Mayapur.
Хотя, к сожалению, у меня возможности принять участие в фестивале Гуртини в Майапуре.
My schedule was arranged in such a way that I left right at the very beginning of the festival.
Моё расписание было организовано таким образом, что мне пришлось покинуть Майапур непосредственно перед началом фестиваля.
So I missed most of the scheduled events.
И большинство запланированных праздников, событий ему пришлось пропустить.
Except the very first night of the festival.
Включая первую ночь фестиваля.
The opening night of this year's festival was began with the Sankirtanam words.
Ночь открытия фестиваля этого года началась с наград, раздаваемых чинтоном Санкирта.
Traditionally, in each year in Mayapur, when the devotees come from all over the world to participate in the annual opening festival.
Традиционно, когда преданные со всего мира собираются для того, чтобы отметить ежегодный фестиваль Гаудпурнима,
we have the recognized those temples and devotees from throughout the world who have dedicated themselves to Srila Prabhupada's book distribution mission.
Особо отмечаются и выражается признательность тем храмам и преданным, которые достигли наибольших результатов в распространении книг Шри Прабхупады.
And just like the last time that I was here, we had this very nice festival at the completion of the Prabhupada marathon.
Как здесь, вот в Киеве, в последний приезд гуру, состоялся очень прекрасный такой фестиваль, как Санкиртан, посвященный завершению марафона.
But in Mayapur, it is done on a very large scale with devotees from all over the world.
Но в Майапуре все это было, так сказать, больше размера, потому что там собрались преданные со всего мира.
So you'll be happy to know that the devotees from Kiev received some prasadam from Sri Sri Radha Madhava.
Думаю, что вы будете рады узнать, что сюда Киев доставили просаду Шри Шри Радха Мадхава.
I think the devotees will be bringing back for all of you.
И преданные, украинские преданные наверняка привезут его в достаточном количестве для всех.
This prasadam is some of the garments that the deities will wear. Prasadam, garment prasadam, clothing.
Этот просад является частью украшений.
And I don't know what else was there.
Guru не знает, что еще есть.
It was all wrapped up in a big package.
And все это было уложено в большие упаковки.
But the devotees from Kiev were recognized by the devotees from Kiev. There were about 800 devotees there. There were about 800 devotees there, and the devotees were Kiev devotees were recognized by all of these devotees. Their accomplishments last year.
Там собралось около 800 преданных, и преданные Киева получили признание от всех них за свои усилия в прошлом году.
I believe that they were the sixth largest temple of book distribution throughout the whole world for 1991.
В числе лучших 8 храмов по всему миру, достигших наибольших результатов в распространении книг.
And therefore this certainly goes to the credit of the devotees here.
Есть и киевский, так сказать, киевский храм, киевская ярмарка, и поэтому, безусловно, киевские преданные заслуживают большого признания за все.
Although a lot of the devotees who have performed these tasks are not here right now.
Хотя многие из преданных, которые вложили много усилий в достижение этой цели, сейчас здесь не присутствуют.
They're out traveling and distributing books. But nonetheless, the devotees were very, very happy to see so many temples from the former Soviet Union. Recognized for their achievements in book distribution.
The
number one temple in the whole world was the Moscow temple.
И лучшим храмом во всем мире был признан московский храм.
And when the Yamaraj Prabhu went up to receive his prize from Hari Keshava, received the prize from Hari Keshava Maharaj.
И когда Yamaraj Prabhu встал для того, чтобы получить награду из рук Hari Keshava Maharaj,
that everyone was cheering.
Cheering.
Cheering. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Все восклицали Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
And they didn't stop.
И это продолжалось бесконечно.
It kept on going on and on and on.
Все повторялось, продолжалось и продолжалось.
So the devotees here are bringing great pleasure to the Vaishnavas throughout the whole world.
Итак, преданные, украинские преданные, они заслужили большого признания прежде всего мира.
So then we can see that how when we're pleasing Krishna, automatically Krishna's devotees are satisfied.
И здесь можно увидеть из этого пример, что если мы удовлетворяем Кришну, то преданные также автоматически удовлетворяются.
So in this way, the devotees experience great satisfaction in seeing the devotees glorified.
И преданные всегда рады, испытывают очень большое удовлетворение, когда они видят, что других преданных прославляют.
So I felt very fortunate at least to be able to be present for this, the opening ceremonies of the, this year's festival.
И Гуру считает своей большой удачей, что он смог, по крайней мере, присутствовать на церемонии открытия фестиваля этого года.
To see all these temples from all over the world recognized for their achievements in distributing Srila Prabhupada's books.
И ему удалось также увидеть, какое признание получили страны всего мира за свои достижения в распространении.
It is certainly understood by everyone who comes to India to participate in this festival.
И каждый, кто приезжает в Индию для того, чтобы принять участие в этом фестивале, должен понять,
that this distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books is the most fundamental principle behind the spreading of this Krishna consciousness movement.
Что распространение книг Шрилы Прабхупады является одним из основных принципов, на котором зиждется движение сознания Кришны.
And that is why we have this function every year in Mayapur. Many of the GPC members were present as well during this function. And many spoke prior to the award-giving ceremony. And although each gave their particular realizations about the importance of book distribution, the theme was the same. That we must continue to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books for success in our Krishna consciousness movement.
То для того, чтобы достичь успеха в нашем движении сознания Кришны, мы должны продолжать распространение книг.
And we must always give this activity the priority in everything else that we do.
И эта деятельность мы всегда должны дать предпочтение перед всеми занятиями, которые делают наши.
If we have firm faith in the order of Srila Prabhupada,
если у нас есть твердая вера в указание Шрилы Прабхупады,
then we know that success will automatically come.
То мы должны знать, что успех автоматически придет.
So if actually we are seeing that so many people are taking to Krishna consciousness,
и на самом деле мы видим, какое множество людей принимает сознание Кришны,
and becoming inspired to take up take the path to go back to Godhead,
вдохновенно принимает путь возвращения назад к Богу,
as a result of coming in contact with one of Srila Prabhupada's books.
И это все является результатом встречи их с одной из книг Шрилы Прабхупады.
So we should appreciate this mission.
Итак, мы должны признать эту миссию.
And each and every one of us should be thinking of how we can participate.
И каждый из нас должен поразмыслить над тем, как он может поучаствовать в этом.
And in some way contribute to this mission that has been left behind for us by Srila Prabhupada.
Чтобы внести свой вклад в эту миссию, которая была оставлена нам Шрилой Прабхупадой.
Another wonderful feature of the Mayapur festival.
И одной из прекрасных особенностей Майапурского фестиваля
is that when the devotees come together from all over the world,
является то, что когда преданные всего мира собираются,
there's the most amazing kirtans that you can imagine.
Там происходит одни из самых удивительных киртанов, которые только можно представить.
One very nice feature of this year's festival.
И одной из очень прекрасных особенностей фестиваля этого года.
Was that about 500 devotees went on Navadvip Mandal Parikram.
Было то, что примерно 500 преданных отправились на Navadvip Mandal Parikram.
Navadvip Mandal Parikram. And for 7 days they walked a distance of 66 kilometers.
И за 7 дней они прошли эту дистанцию 66 километров.
Just chanting big kirtan.
Постоянно воспевая огромные киртаны.
They would walk 10-15 kilometers a day.
Они проходили по 10-15 километров в день.
With Lord Chaitanya in front, Lord Chaitanya deities.
Неся впереди божество Говардхана, Господа Чайтанья.
And Srila Prabhupada was also, the murti of Srila Prabhupada was carried in front.
А также они несли мурти Шрила Прабхупады.
And they would go to many of the places where Lord Chaitanya's pastimes had taken place. And would go to each one of these different places engaged in the big Maha Kirtan. Srila Prabhupada wanted his preachers to come to India and for this festival. To come together and to engage in Sankirtan. To become enthused and inspired in the association of Vaishnavas from all over the world. So that they could return to their Prabhu Datta Desh, or place where they are preaching Krishna consciousness.
Тем, чтобы они могли возвращаться в Прабху Датта Деш или в место, где они проповедуют сознание Кришны.
With renewed enthusiasm and inspiration and rededication.
С огромным энтузиазмом и воодушевлением и с большим вдохновением.
So to participate in such an event is very inspirational.
И само по себе участие в подобных событиях, оно очень воодушевляет.
So, I was able to appreciate how much the devotees were relishing this kirtan. Unfortunately, it was only on the last day. I was only able to participate on the very last day of this Navadvip Mandal Parikram. Because I was obligated to attend meetings. Which kept me from full participation. Which I vowed will not happen next year.
Vowed?
Поклялся, что это не повторится на следующий год.
Why is that too strong?
No.
It's not going to happen. That's right. It wasn't the GBC meetings.
Это не были заседания GBC.
GBC meetings were already finished.
К этому времени заседания GBC уже закончились.
It was another set of meetings that had been organized before the GBC meetings.
Но перед собраниями GBC было организовано еще несколько отдельных заседаний.
And it was necessary for me to attend.
Гуру должен был принять в них участие обязательно.
And so, but yet many of the leading preachers participated in this 7 days of the Navadvip Mandal Parikram.
Многие из духовных лидеров, которые принимали участие в этой 7-дневной парикраме,
there were about 20-25 sannyasis there.
Так как, например, присутствовавшие там 25 sannyasis.
And there were about 10-15 GBC men.
И 10-15 членов GBC.
And many of the leaders from throughout the world were participating. The kirtans were becoming so ecstatic that they started lifting devotees into the air and spinning them around. The devotees were coming back and saying that they picked up Jaya Pataka Maharaj. Jaya Pataka Maharaj is a very big body. But they picked him up and they started spinning him around in the middle of the kirtan. And then all the devotees were taking the dust of Navadvip and they were placing it all over their body. And they were picking up all the devotees to take the dust from their feet. It became quite uncontrollable. But I could see that the devotees were definitely experiencing something very special. Because I was able to finally go out and meet on the last day of the Parikram. I spent the whole last day walking back with them. Everyone was so effulgent. You could see that there's definitely something very special. And on the way back we stopped at Lord Chaitanya's appearance, the Yogi Peak, his birth site. And there the devotees stopped and began, and many of them began speaking some of their realizations about the Navadvip Mandal Parikra. And as I was hearing each one of them speak, you could experience the realization that was there. They weren't simply some dry, empty words. But the realization was of the potency of being in the association of devotees and chanting the holy names of the Lord. These devotees were undergoing many austerities. Most of them were walking barefoot on the hot asphalt. They were sleeping out at night. Under very austere conditions. And they were engaged in kirtan for 6 to 8 at least hours every day. Under the hot sun, beating hot sun in India. But everyone was relishing it. Everyone was actually experiencing how they can actually become free from identification with the body. Simply by taking shelter in the holy name of the Lord. And there was so much realization in the words of these devotees. So I was appreciating just how important it is to participate in these festivals. Of course, as I'm speaking like this about these festivals, sometimes the devotees may be thinking, well, I can't wait to go, maybe I should go next year. But But it's something that it's something that should be waited for.
Но это на самом деле такая вещь, которую нужно ждать.
We shouldn't take it too cheaply.
Мы не должны принимать это за что-то дешевое.
We shouldn't simply think of it as some vacation.
Мы не должны думать, что это просто проведение отпуска.
Some opportunity to get out of the Soviet Union.
Какая-то возможность просто побыть вне Советского Союза.
And go sightseeing in India.
И поехать разглядывать эту Индию.
It's not that type of an experience.
Ощущение, которое вы испытываете там, совсем другого рода.
And I'll never forget the first year that I went to the Mayapur festival. I'll never forget the first year that I went to the Mayapur festival. I had been a devotee for several years. And I had been distributing books for many, many years. For several years, about 3 years. And then finally Krishna provided me the opportunity to go. And I felt that it was the fruit of all the austerities of book distribution. And therefore could appreciate it all the much more. Having performed all those austerities that I had performed prior to going to India. It definitely felt that it enabled me to appreciate it more. I was actually happy that I didn't go before that. Because by undergoing those austerities, I was able to experience the that being in the association of devotees. Of course, I was also with Srila Prabhupada, which was certainly an exceptional experience. Because Srila Prabhupada was giving Srimad Bhagavatam class every morning. He was going on his morning walks, giving darshans. And we had the opportunity to have his association, which he gave so freely. So, for many devotees also, when they go to the Mayapur festival, it also gives them the opportunity to go on to have association with their spiritual master. And with other devotees throughout the world. So, it can be something that everyone can look forward to. And when Krishna arranges that opportunity for you to go, then certainly one can take advantage of that opportunity. But we cannot demand to go. Srila Prabhupada would often say that one cannot go to Vrindavan simply by purchasing a ticket. That's not the way to enter Vrindavan. You may purchase a ticket and go, but you may never be able to enter Vrindavan even with your ticket. We have to have the proper understanding in how to approach Vrindavan. And it's always in the mood of being a humble servant. With that attitude, that one can actually enter into the spirit of Vrindavan in Mayapur. When we speak of Vrindavan and Mayapur, it is understood that they are non-different.
And when
Vrindavan is the place where Lord Krishna appeared and manifested his eternal pastimes. And that same Lord Krishna also appeared in Navadvip Dham. And he manifested his childhood pastimes. And many of his pastimes have engaged in Nagar Sankirtan. Both of these places are spiritual abodes. And the process for entering into them is by developing the proper devotional attitude. So certainly if Krishna gives us this opportunity to go, then we should take advantage of it. But we should be careful that we do not demand. Krishna understands when we're ready. And therefore he'll make the proper arrangements. But in the meantime, we can take advantage of just discussing some of the activities that go on at these festivals. And share some of our own realizations from participating. For myself, it's something that I have to go every year. I don't really have a choice. I've been there, been going there every year for the last 13 years. And every year that I go, and when I see the devotees that come, always seeing new faces from all over the world, it also gives me great inspiration to see how the movement is still continuing to spread under Srila Prabhupada's guidance. So these are just some things about my experiences over the last few weeks. And I'm sure that some of the devotees who from Kiev who went there return in about a week or so, they'll have many other things to say. You could ask them to share some of their experiences. Maybe somebody would like to ask some questions.
Нет вопроса, да, но Гуру думал, что у Евгения, кажется, есть вопрос.
Да. About this festival. I wasn't there.
Ну, не было на самом фестивале.
As I was saying, I was there for the very beginning of the festival.
The first day. Он же объяснил, что он был там всего лишь первый день этого фестиваля.
See, I was in Mayapur for one month.
На самом деле, в самом Майпуре он был целый месяц.
But from the very day that I arrived,
но с того самого дня, когда он прибыл туда,
to the very first day of the festival,
до первого дня начала фестиваля,
I had meetings every single day.
Каждый день у меня были заседания.
I was in meetings for 21 straight days.
21 день подряд бесконечные заседания. Беспрерывные заседания.
It's not always like that.
Не всегда так бывает.
But the GBC meetings went for 16 days.
Но заседания GBC продолжались 16 дней.
We have to do that every year. We have to discuss the preaching throughout the whole world. So we rise in the morning and we attend the full morning program. Take prasadam and then sit down for our meetings.
And then we break.
Затем мы говорим.
Take lunch prasadam.
Обед.
Take a dip in the Ganga.
Омовение в Ганге.
And then go back and have our meetings again.
Затем снова возвращается и садится
for 16 straight days.
16 дней подряд.
So that's about. I can't say much more.
Больше, так сказать, об этом сказать нечего.
Because the actual festival, when the devotees came from all throughout over the world.
Потому что фестиваль на самом деле, когда у нас собираются преданные со всего мира.
It started the day that I left.
Начался в тот день, когда я
I had to go to Vrindavan.
Мне нужно было ехать на Вриндаван.
While the festival was still going on in Майяпур.
А в Майяпуре, то есть не из Индии уехал, а из Майяпура в Вриндаван. И в Вриндаване в это время как раз начался.
Because my flight to Moscow was on the day of Gopani.
Потому что самолет, на котором прилетел в Москву, отправлялся в день города Гопани как раз.
So I can't tell you anything more about the festival.
Поэтому, к сожалению, больше о фестивале.
At least this year's festival.
По крайней мере, фестивале этого года. Одни прощения от Гиты, Бхагава от Гиты.
Кумо Бхагавати Васудевая.
Ом Намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом Намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So reading from this is the 6th chapter, verse 17.
6 глава, 17 стих.
Yukta Haravaharasya Yukta Cheshtasya Kamisu Yukta Sapna Vabhodasya Yoga Bhavati Dukaha. Translation. He who is regulated in his habits of eating, sleeping, recreation and work can mitigate all material pains by practicing the yoga system.
Тот, кто соблюдает режим еды, отдыха и работы, может облегчить все свои материальные страдания, занимаясь йогой.
Purport. Extravagance in the matter of eating, sleeping, defending and mating, which are demands of the body, can block advancement in the practice of yoga.
Комментарий. Еде, сне, защите и злоупотреблении, являющихся потребностями тела, может препятствовать для прогресса в занятиях йогой.
As far as eating is concerned, it can be regulated only when one has practiced to take and accept prasadam, sanctified food. Lord Krishna is offered, according to the Bhagavad Gita, vegetables, flowers, fruits, grains, milk, etc.
Согласно Бхагавад Гите, глава 9, текст 26, Господу Кришне предлагает овощи, цветы, фрукты, злаки, молоко и тому подобное.
In this way, a person in Krishna consciousness becomes automatically trained not to accept food not meant for human consumption or not in the category of goodness.
Поэтому человек в сознании Кришны автоматически привыкает не принимать пищу, не предназначенную для людей, или ту, которая не принадлежит к гуне добродетели.
As far as sleeping is concerned, a Krishna conscious person is always alert in the discharge of his duties in Krishna consciousness. And therefore, any unnecessary time spent sleeping is considered a great loss.
Что же касается сна, то следует отметить, что человек в сознании Кришны всегда пребывает в готовности исполнять свои обязанности в служении Господу, и потом считает великой потерей излишнее время, отдаваемое сна.
Avyartha Kalatva, a Krishna-conscious person cannot bear to pass a minute of his life without being engaged in the service of the Lord.
Avyartha Kalatva, Bhakta Krishna не может вынести, чтобы просто одна минута его жизни
Therefore his sleeping is kept to a minimum.
Поэтому его сон сведён к минимуму.
His ideal in this respect is Srila Rupa Goswami, who was always engaged in the service of Krishna and who could not sleep more than 2 hours a day and sometimes not even that.
Его идеал в этом отношении Шрила Рупа Госвами, который был всегда занят служением Кришне, не мог спать больше 2 часов в сутки, а иногда и меньше.
Thakura Haridas would not even accept prasadam, nor even sleep for a moment without finishing his daily routine of chanting with his beads, 300,000 names. As far as work is concerned, a Krishna conscious person does not do anything which is not connected with Krishna's interest, and thus his work is always regulated and is untainted by sense gratification.
Что касается работы, то человек в сознании Кришны не делает ничего, что не было бы связано с сознанием Господа. И таким образом его действия всегда упорядочены и не связаны с удовлетворением чувств.
Since there is no question of sense gratification, there is no material leisure for a person in Krishna consciousness.
Так как перед ним не стоит проблема чувственного удовлетворения, он не тратит свое свободное время на занятия материального характера.
And because he is regulated in all his work, speech, sleep, wakefulness, and all other bodily activities, there is no material misery for him. Ома Гьяна Чамирандасья Гнанджана Сракая Чакша Унмейтам Янтазма Шигадаве Намаха Мукам Кароти Вачадам Пангам Нагайате Гвим Якрипата Махамане Шигадаве Тарана. So this verse, Krishna is talking about the importance of regulated habits, fulfilling the bodily necessities. Certainly, as long as one is within the material body, the necessities of maintenance of the body are required. However, the regulation is of these habits, of these bodily necessities, is essential. Human life is meant for regulation. Srila Prabhupada would always emphasize that the difference between human life and animal life is that an animal does not know how to regulate its behavior.
That
the animal is impulsive and simply acts according to the dictations of the senses.
В то время как животное просто импульсивно и действует по диктату своих чувств.
Whereas the human being understands that he must regulate his activities.
И живое существо должно понять, что ему следует упорядочить свои привычки.
Regulation means that one is allowed some sense gratification.
Регуляция означает, что чувственное наслаждение разрешено.
Because the senses require some gratification. In fact, Krishna warns that one should not eat too much or eat too little. And neither should he sleep too much or sleep too little. In other words, renunciation doesn't mean that we simply give up sleep artificially. Or we simply give up eating artificially. We have to be moderate in our fulfilling the demands of the body.
Нам нужно быть умеренными в удовлетворении потребностей этого тела.
And therefore, Prabhupada would oftentimes use the expression that we have to take as much necessary to maintain body and soul together.
И Прабхупада всегда в этом смысле говорил, что нам необходимо принимать столько, сколько необходимо для поддержания души этого тела.
If we actually analyze this phrase, body and soul together,
если мы проанализируем это выражение, душа и тело вместе,
and if we have to keep the body and soul together, it means that we have to do what is necessary to maintain this body.
Это означает, что мы должны делать не столько, сколько необходимо для того, чтобы поддерживать это тело.
While we are embodied.
Пока мы находимся в этом.
Because the body is considered to be like a boat.
Поскольку тело является лодкой.
It's a vehicle that can carry one from one place to the next.
Это автомобиль, который может перемещать тело из одного душу из одного места в другое.
Just like the example is given that the body is like a boat that can carry one across the ocean.
Так приводится пример, что тело подобно лодке, которая позволяет человеку пересечь океан.
And the spiritual master is compared to be like the captain of the boat.
И другой действительно является капитаном этого судна.
And the Vedic literatures are considered to be like favorable breezes. Vedic literatures. They help one push one across the ocean, the boat across the ocean. So certainly we have to maintain body and soul together. And not unnecessarily cause harm to the body. By indulgence in such severe austerities. That it becomes very difficult to maintain body and soul. Of course, if one is too indulgent in sense gratification, then it also is detrimental for one's spiritual advancement. In other words, if one eats too much, then it also affects his determination for spiritual life. Or as far as sleeping goes, as Srila Prabhupada explains here in this purport, that a Krishna conscious person cannot bear to pass a minute of his life without being engaged in Krishna's service.
And
therefore, sleeping is kept to a minimum. If one eats too much, he'll sleep too much. And by sleeping too much, then he is simply wasting so much of his valuable time. The first thing that one begins to realize when he regulates his life, his activities of bodily necessities. The first thing that he should realize is there's not enough time in the day for serving Krishna. He begins to realize how valuable each moment is. Because a Krishna conscious person is always making plans for service to Krishna. He doesn't like to be idle. He doesn't like to waste any time whatsoever. He has great plans for serving the Lord. So when he starts regulating all of his activities, he begins to see how each moment that he has throughout the day is extremely valuable. And he starts thinking about how he can take care of the bodily necessities in the minimum amount of time. By eating very regulated times, and by sleeping at regulated times, and by fulfilling all of the bodily necessities at regulated times. Then what happens is that we begin to become less conscientious about the demands of the body. A devotee eats to maintain the body. He doesn't eat to gratify the tongue. So the bodily maintenance is something that is done in a regulated fashion. It's not that whenever the tongue dictates, oh, why don't you eat?
Это не так, что мы прислушаемся к языку, который иногда начинает призывать нас поить. И все просто говорю, что лучший способ для того, чтобы упорядочить язык,
is to eat only Krishna prasadam.
Это принимать только праса.
So that means if we're going to eat only Krishna prasadam, we eat only the food that has been first offered to Krishna. Now everybody knows is that when the food is offered to Krishna, it is offered to him in a very regulated way. Prabhupada would oftentimes say that in deity worship that the two most important features are punctuality and cleanliness. We should be offering the food to Krishna at regulated times every day. And therefore, after offering, then we accept the prasadam. In this way, we control the tongue. It's not as soon as we're experiencing some sensation to gratify the tongue that we immediately just simply go and get something and eat. This is the best way to regulate the gratification of the tongue, is to eat simply Krishna prasadam. So, as the more one regulates his activities, then the less conscious he becomes of having the body, of the bodily demands. But so much so is that the more that one advances in spiritual life, that one doesn't require as much for maintenance of the body as he did previously. Just like Prabhupada gives the example here of Srila Rupa Goswami. That he would sleep not more than 2 hours a day. And sometimes, not even that. In other words, sometimes the Goswamis of Vrindavan would forget to sleep. Many times it would happen that actually they would be so much absorbed in service to Krishna. They would just forget to go to sleep. And days would go by before they would sleep. And of course, this is a very advanced stage of devotional service. To forget to eat and to forget to sleep. And days and days going by, neither of these activities have been fulfilled. But this is the symptom of someone who is actually absorbed in devotional service to Krishna. So absorbed in service to Krishna that they do not require even much of the basic necessities. Raghunath Das Goswami reduced his eating to a little pat of butter that you would put in the palm of your hand and he would take every other day. And that's all he would take. And he would be able to perfectly function everything that he needed to do. In other words, he would seem to defy all physical laws. Because he did not require hardly any food for his maintenance. Obviously he was getting his energy from service to Krishna. Krishna is the reservoir of all energy. He gives one whatever one needs. to engage in his devotional service. So the principle is that we do not imitate such a behavior such as that of Raghunath Das Goswami. But the principle is to follow in the footsteps. When we follow in the footsteps, we see that these ideal examples are there for us to actually aspire for. If we were to simply take a little pat of butter every other day, without the sufficient realization, this would be artificial renunciation. The result of such renunciation would be that we would spend all our time thinking about eating. And we'd have no strength to do anything else except to lie down on the ground and think about how hungry we are. We wouldn't be able to do any tangible service because we would have not have sufficient strength. So this is artificial renunciation. And such artificial renunciation is also the cause of spiritual fall down. Real renunciation means that one should use everything for the service of Krishna. The most important principle is to be absorbed in service to Krishna. Just like Prabhupada, one time he was speaking to his disciples. And he was speaking about this principle of taking prasadam. And he was talking about one of his disciples. His name was Brahmananda. He also had a very, very big body. And he said, if our Brahmananda can eat 100 chapatis and digest them all, and to continue with all the work that he is doing for this movement, then he should eat 100 chapatis. So he's specifically emphasizing this point. That the real renunciation is to always be engaged in Krishna's service. If one requires 100 chapatis to maintain his body, so he can have sufficient strength to serve Krishna all day long, then he should eat 100 chapatis. But if he eats 100 chapatis and he simply lies down and holds his belly, then his eyes start rolling in his head and he falls asleep and wakes up 5 hours later because he can't remember where he was because he ate so many chapatis. Then this is not renunciation. The point is that one must eat what is necessary to maintain body and soul together. That is the principle that we always think towards. To gratify the senses only as much as necessary, and not more. Like the example that Prabhupada also gives about comparing sense gratification to be like salt. So anybody who cooks knows that if you use a little salt, it will bring out the flavor of all the spices.
То, кто занимается приготовлением пищи, наверняка знает, что если вы положите чуть больше соли, чем необходимо, она заглушит все специи положенные.
But if you put too much salt in, it spoils the whole preparation.
Простите, если вы положите достаточное количество, правильное количество соли, то она подчеркнет все специи. Но если вы положите чрезмерное количество соли, то она, так сказать, отравит всю пищу.
So sense gratification is just like that.
И чувственное удовлетворение подобное этому.
Everyone needs a little sense gratification.
Каждому требуется небольшое удовлетворение.
But too much spoils the whole thing.
Но слишком много большого удовлетворения чувствует, отравляет все.
If there's too much sense gratification,
если есть слишком большое удовлетворение чувствует,
there will not be regulated activities.
То урегулировать свою деятельность не удастся.
Too much sense gratification means unrestricted activities.
Чрезмерное чувственное удовлетворение означает неограниченное чувственное удовлетворение.
And therefore, it will simply increase one's consciousness of his body.
И такое чувственное удовлетворение просто увеличит телесное сознание человека.
Who would want to increase consciousness of his body?
Но кому из вас не нравится увеличить свое телесное сознание?
The body is actually such a burden.
Поскольку тело такая гадость на самом деле.
It's always distracting us.
Оно постоянно разрушает.
Giving us so many demands all day long.
Сколько требований нам предъявляют каждый день.
And the demands of the body can never be fully satisfied.
И требования этого тела на самом деле никогда невозможно полностью удовлетворить.
It's just like a blazing fire.
Оно подобно пылающему огню.
A blazing fire will consume no matter how much fuel you pour into it.
Пылающее пламя способны поглотить любое количество бензина, которое вы вкладили туда.
Keep on pouring the fuel and a fire will continue to... I didn't say benzene, it's in fuel. Fuel's like wood.
Wood. Сколько бы горючего не подливали на огонь, он пожрет все его. Я не использую свой бензин.
No matter how much you put into the fire, it will keep on consuming you. So sense gratification is like that.
Right.
If we just keep on indulging in sense gratification, senses will never become gratified. It just keeps on demanding more. Just as the fire keeps on demanding more fuel. So we have to decrease our consciousness of the body. But we don't have to do this artificially. That is the wonderful thing about devotional service. That the more one increases his consciousness of Krishna and devotional service to Krishna. The less he is influenced by the demands of his body. The more he is inclined to regulate the necessities of the body. And to minimize everything to such a degree so they can maximize his service to Krishna. Service to Krishna is such a higher, more satisfying activity. That when a devotee begins to experience the higher pleasure of devotional service, he doesn't want to waste any time. That is one of the symptoms of advancement of devotional service. That a devotee realizes there's just simply not enough time. And to do everything that I want to do to please Krishna. So we should be thinking how valuable this time is. And not waste it in unnecessary gratification of the demands of the body. Therefore, regulated activities are essential in the beginning stages of devotional service.
И поэтому настолько важно является регулярная деятельность на первых начальных ступенях первого служения.
Oftentimes use this word regulation for the beginning stages of devotional service.
И мы очень часто используем это слово упорядочивание.
We talk about the rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti.
Касаясь первых ступеней первого служения, мы употребляем его, касаясь sadhana bhakti.
These rules and regulations are required in the beginning stages of devotional service. So if one follows these regulations and strives to follow in the footsteps of the great examples of the acharyas that we have, to gradually minimize the demands of the body, then gradually one will actually experience advancement in Krishna consciousness. Advancement in Krishna consciousness. He'll become attached to the service of Krishna. He'll always be thinking of ways to improve his service. He'll always be thinking of ways to as much as possible minimize these demands. And as he becomes less and less conscious of the demands of the body, he becomes more peaceful and happy in spiritual life. So that is why in this chapter of the Bhagavad Gita Krishna includes these instructions for how to practice yoga. And so that one can gradually detach himself from the body. And increase his absorption in devotional service to Krishna. So all of these activities is described here, eating, sleeping, recreation and work.
Итак, все действия, описываемые здесь, это еда, сон, отдых,
recreation
and work.
Recreation,
eating,
sleeping, recreation.
Yeah, recreation.
Все конкретно здесь работа.
Recreation.
Простите, отдых, я сон, отдых. Значит, здесь говорится, что еда, сон, отдых и работа.
Yeah, they require regulations. So, are there any questions? Not to be tired after Sankirtan? Well, there's nothing wrong with being tired after Sankirtan. That means you worked hard. I'll tell you a little story. And then I'll further answer your question. This devotee, myself and a few other devotees, we used to do traveling book distribution. And we'd go out on book distribution many, many hours during the day. Sometimes as long as 10 or 12 hours. And at night we take a little hot milk prasadam and read Krishna book and take rest. This time, at this particular time, we were sleeping in a van. I used to remember how each night it was time to take rest. We would all offer our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. sometimes I'd look up. And while the devotees were offering their obeisances, they would stay that way for the rest of the night. It happened many times. We were so exhausted. And we used to speak about it to each other, how exhausted we were when we got back to Sankirtan. And we'd relish it. It was so relishable to be exhausted. Because we felt like we actually did something for Prabhupada. Sometimes we'd even wake up in the morning and the devotee would still be there. The devotees would still be there for that position. The whole night. The alarm would go off. The alarm would go off. And he'd pick his head up. And he was wondering why the alarm went off. He would wonder why the alarm went off. Alarm, the alarm clock, you know, the alarm, alarm. The alarm would go off. It was time to get up among the lights. Because he thought he was just still offering his base. So I tell him, Prabhu, you slept the whole night. Then we would jump right up. And we'd go take a shower. And just start chanting our rounds and have Mangal Arati. And completely refreshed. And ready to go out and distribute books again. This is a particular experience that I've had with some of my godbrothers that we used to travel together for many years distributing books. And we had this particular relish about being exhausted at night when we came back from Sankirtan. Because at least we felt like we did something. We'd run all day long distributing books. We had this one devotee on our party. His name was Vadvangsi Das. From the moment he would get out of the van to the moment he got back in the van 12 hours later, he would just run and distribute books. He never walked. He just ran all day. Just approaching people. And then he'd come back at night, he'd light up the whole van with his effulgence, feeling so blissful from working hard. And then take rest and get up in the morning and do the same thing. So I'm telling this story because I'm saying it's not necessarily so bad if you're tired. There's nothing wrong with being tired if you've worked hard. Therefore the bodies require maintenance. Prabhupada also one time said, he says, our devotees never have difficulties sleeping. You work out all day long for Krishna. When you lie down at night, there's no difficulty in falling asleep.
But I sit in a room. там родители или родственники очень тщательно так беспокоятся о теле, что вот ты искал там еще что-то. То как на это вот реагировать?
If our parents or relatives are taking too much care about us and saying you have become so tired after your so-called service, you know, what we should say then?
What's that? Huh?
When we, you know, sometimes our parents and relatives are taking too much care about us, seeing that we are so tired after our service, and what we should say then?
So tired after our service?
Yes, after our work. After.
I don't understand. But don't when they work all day long, they don't get tired?
Это значит, что хотя они работают, эти родители, родственники, целый день ничего не устают.
What's wrong with getting tired?
А что тут плохого, то, что вы устаете?
It's one thing, of course, if it's during the day, you're always falling asleep.
Конечно же, это одно дело, если вы в течение дня, так сказать, засыпаете.
I'm not talking about being tired from not sleeping enough. That's a different type of being tired. I talk about being tired from working hard. The devotees are not sleeping enough. Then they should take extra rest. It's not that the devotee should feel tired all day long. I talk about feeling tired at the end of the day. After you've worked all day for Krishna. Who doesn't feel tired at the end of the day? After working all day long. But the difference is that when a materialist works all day long simply for his sense gratification. That's all he gets. That's all he gets is his sense gratification. But when a devotee works hard all day long for Krishna, he gets a lot more than he gets a lot more. Because Krishna becomes very pleased by the efforts of his devotees. So I'm not just talking about being tired from not sleeping enough. Devotees, sometimes they may have to take some extra rest. As I said before, we shouldn't be artificial in our renunciation.
Каково было ваше первое служение Шри Прабхупаде? Какими были ваши ощущения, когда вы находились рядом с ним?
When you came to this movement, and can you say us what was your first service, what kind of service was first for you in this moment, and how you felt when you were close to Shri Prabhupada?
The very first day,
Samadhi,
I was out distributing books.
It's
my first service. Of course, I used to do other things before I joined. I visited the temple for a while before I joined the movement. And devotees would engage me in particular types of services. Because I was a skilled carpenter. That's what I used to do. And so they used to always have me fixing things in the temple. Building walls. And also sometimes washing the pots. Cleaning the floors. But mostly they took advantage of the fact that I knew how to work with wood. so they always gave me different projects to work. But when I moved into the temple, the very first day I shaved my head, I was out distributing books. Everything changed. They didn't want me to do the carpentry work anymore. How did I feel being close with Prabhupada? That's what they said. That was the question. When I was close with Prabhupada, what did I feel? Is that what he said? No anxiety.
Which year you first time met the Krishna consciousness?
It was 20 years ago.
Почему он так говорит?
Да, почему мы благодаря
так много пищи? Вы explain us such situation. All of us are taking so much taste prasadam. But in his commentary to the teachings of Lord Kapila, Srila Prabhupada once
all of us are taking too much prasadam?
No, too much, but so much taste. So much prasadam, it's so taste. And
is he speaking for himself or is he speaking for everyone? I don't understand.
Вот относительно просада, как вы говорите, у меня так много вкусного просада. Это я для себя говорю или для всех?
Мосы, понимаете. Пропад. Quoted the Lord Chaitanya's words. He said, "Never take, please never take it for prasadam." So why he said so, and why we are continuing taking it for prasadam?
First of all, Prabhupada says in Nectar Devotion that let the tasty prasadam be offered to Krishna. Because the point is we want to make tasty preparations for Krishna. And therefore, when a devotee takes prasadam, he should honor what Krishna has eaten. So we should want to honor just the same bread that Krishna has taken. The devotee should never refuse Mahaprasada. But we should honor it. No, it's not that we have to eat mountains of it. So there's nothing wrong with taking tasty prasadam that's been offered to Krishna. But it's the same point about moderation. Of course, Prabhupada also indicated that when devotees come to Krishna consciousness, oftentimes many of them are giving up so much. There are so many things that we could be doing or we could have. And we give them up for service to Krishna. So he knew that actually in our neophyte stage of devotional service, that the devotees would have to replace it with something. And the like we said, the prasadam is our best weapon. The devotees used to tell the story how Prabhupada used to keep the pot of halwa in 22nd Avenue, right by the front door. Halava was definitely one of our biggest weapons. It was called anxiety halava. Because when the devotees would get so much anxiety, and they're thinking about, oh, how do you want to go and leave? Before they went out the door, they'd have to see this great big pot of halava. So they say, well, I'm going to take some halava. And they'd sit and eat so much halava. That after they ate all that halava, they think, well, why do I want to leave anyways? Let me just go back upstairs. He knew. Prabhupada knew that actually that prasadam is a very important weapon. It's not different from Krishna. Even Prabhupada in the early days, when he would cook, he'd cook a feast for all the devotees. And he'd personally go around and serve all the different preparations to the devotees. And as their plates would empty, Prabhupada would go around and fill it up again. And the devotees would just keep on eating because they didn't know what to do, because Prabhupada was putting so much prasadam on their plate and thinking, Prabhupada's giving me all this prasadam, I have to eat. So gradually they eat so much that they fall back against the wall. They've been holding their stomach. And Prabhupada was serving out, and look at them and says, what's the matter, you don't like Indian cooking? So the point is that in the beginning we have to take shelter of something. Because we're giving up so much. So take shelter of prasadam. It's not different from Krishna. But gradually you should start diminishing. As the devotee starts getting a higher taste from devotional service, then gradually he starts giving up and diminishing his demands of the body. So if you're still eating a lot of nice prasadam, and you're still here, it's a good sign.
No. Can you please say us if you know how many gurus are there in this world?
I haven't counted lately.
Потом еще не считали. Так что извини.
Too late tonight.
Сегодня в первый день мы не хотели задерживаться слишком поздно.
So I think I'm going to end here.
И думаю, что сейчас бы можно было за это остановиться.